今第二章，我们要从第一节读到第七节。
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
So, 这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次行报名上册的事，众人各归各城报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Luke chapter 2 verses 1 through 7. In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the line came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
今天是什么日子？
What day is today?
圣诞节，请我们起立，跟我们旁边的人说 Merry Christmas.
Can we all rise and greet each other Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
来，圣诞快乐。Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. 直到现在，在美国很多的地方，很多的公共场所，你已经不能够再讲 Merry Christmas 这句话了。
You know, now in America, in many public places, you can no longer say Merry Christmas.
很多的商店的老板会告诉他员工说，不要跟顾客说这句话。
Many store managers tell their employees that they can't tell customers Merry Christmas.
因为如果你讲 Merry Christmas 的话，你就好像损了别人的那个宗教的自由一样。
Because if you do this, you're limiting their own religious freedom.
因为 Christmas 这个字呢，里面有基督在里面。
Because the word Christmas has the word Christ in it.
大家都希望过一个 Christmas 是没有基督的一个圣诞节。
Everyone wants to live a Christmas without Jesus. Without
在圣诞节可以收很多的礼物，参加很多的 parties.
They can receive many presents, go to many parties.
但是如果你跟人家讲 Merry Christmas 的时候，可能会让人家觉得不自在。
But if you tell people Merry Christmas, it might make them feel uncomfortable.
好像你讲多几次的这句话，你就会变成基督徒一样。
Like if you say this phrase a few more times, you'll become Christian.
但是在东方的国家呢，反而没有这样的问题。
But in Eastern countries, they don't have this problem.
特别是在中国社会里面，在圣诞节的时候，大家彼此见面还会讲圣诞快乐。
In Chinese society, when people greet, they'll still say Merry Christmas.
反正也不用管到底是谁的生日。
Because it doesn't matter to them whose birthday it is.
那中文的圣诞快乐这四个字里面也没有基督在里面。
Because in the four words 圣诞快乐 there's no mention of Christ.
我记得我还十几岁的时候，每次到圣诞节以前，我就是忙着在写卡片给亲朋好友。
I remember when I was in my youth, before Christmas, I would spend lots of time writing Christmas cards.
在卡片上面呢，我总是会写圣诞快乐。
On them, I would always write Merry Christmas.
那个时候我也不知道圣诞是谁的生日。
At the time, I also did not know whose birthday it was.
但是我觉得那不重要。
But I felt like it wasn't important.
重要的是我这个卡片寄出去以后，收到卡片的人有没有给我回一张。
What was important was, once I sent out the card, did I receive a reply?
我们家每一年都会把所有收到的圣诞卡全部都摆设出来。
Every year we would display all the cards we received.
我发现每一年的这个卡片呢是越来越少，越来越少。
I realize that every year we receive fewer and fewer.
今年好像只收到三张的样子。
I think we only received three this year.
因为现在人觉得哦，寄个一卡呢，既省事又省钱。
Because people feel that sending an electronic card saves them time and money.
但是以前那种收到圣诞卡的那种快乐没有了。
But you lose the joy of receiving the cards.
因为太多人送给你圣诞快乐卡片，根本就是免费的。
Because too many people send you free cards.
你知道我跟师母的手机是没有那个简讯的功能的。
You know, my wife and I, we don't have text messages on our phone.
可是昨天晚上我们连续收了好多的简讯。
But last night we received many, many text messages.
每一通我们都要付20钱给那个电话公司。
For each one, we have to pay 20 cents to AT&T.
你知道全世界现在千千万的人都在庆祝圣诞节。
You know, in the whole world, there are tens of millions of people celebrating Christmas.
但是绝大多数人并不在乎圣诞节的主人是谁。
But the majority of them don't care about who the focus of Christmas is.
因为这个世界是不愿意留一个空处给耶稣的。
Because this world is not willing to leave room for Jesus.
甚至很多称为基督徒的人也不会把这个耶稣看作这个圣诞节的主角。
Even many people who call themselves Christians are not willing to put Christ as the center of the holidays.
有些人啊，事实上是很不喜欢过圣诞节的。
A lot of people dislike Christmas.
他们说圣诞节是一个令人沮丧的一个日子。
They say it's a very depressing time.
因为在圣诞节的时候，大家都在比赛谁的购买能力强。
Because every year we compete to see who can buy the most things.
谁进去店里面拿出来的包包比别人多。
Who comes out with the most bags from the shopping mall?
大家宁愿一直买东西，一直买东西，欠一大笔债都没关系。
People buy more and more things, not worrying about the debt they accumulate.
反正欠信用卡公司的钱，明年再慢慢来还就好了。
Because the money they owe the credit card companies, they can just pay back next year.
事实上，在圣诞季节当中，很多人的情绪是很压抑的。
In reality, many people feel very stressed during the holidays.
而且在这段时间，暴力的事件比平常还多。
And during this time, there is a spike in violent activities.
很多人就是想要借着各式各样的东西或者是 party 来满足空虚的心。
Many people want to fill their hearts with things and parties.
但是呢，发现这些东西事实上并不能真正的满足人。
But they realize that these things cannot truly fill their hearts.
对很多人来讲呢，圣诞节是一个好的借口，可以尽情的吃喝玩乐。
To many people, Christmas is a good excuse to eat, drink, and be merry.
不用上班，不用上学。
No need to work, no need to go to class.
甚至好像汽车公司在这段时间都是工厂停摆，是不是？
Do car companies stop working?
所以你们都可以好好的出去玩。
So you can all go out and play.
好好的去 shopping.
Have a good time shopping.
昨天晚上有人去 Macy's 去 shopping 到三点了吗？
Did anyone go to Macy's till 3 a.m.?
现在的店呢，就是说，圣诞夜的时候要开到很晚，开到天亮都可以。
Now people say on Christmas Eve we have to keep our stores open really late.
东西没有卖完 ，Christmas 之后的隔一天再来一个大拍卖。
If we don't sell all our stuff, we can have a sale the next day.
反正就是希望你买很多很多的东西。
Regardless, they just want you to buy a lot of stuff.
以为这些东西真的让你满足吗？
Do you think that these will really fill people's hearts?
每一年很多小朋友都会写信给圣诞老公公。
Every year, many children will write letters to Santa Claus.
通常他们都没有收到回信。
Usually, they don't receive a reply.
如果他们没有先把信给他们的父母看。
They don't first give their letters to their parents.
那么他们就得不到他们想要的东西。
Then they won't receive what they want.
有一个小朋友他是学乖了。
There was once a child who learned.
他就有一年呢，他就把他想要得到的礼物的这个清单呢，给了他父母。
He took his wish list and gave it to his parents.
然后告诉他父母说，请你把这个清单 fax 给圣诞老公公。
And told them, can you fax this to Santa Claus for me?
然后呢？顺便送个 email 给上帝。
And can you email it to God?
但是呢，我要跟爷爷面对面谈一谈。
But to grandfather, I want to speak to him face to face about this.
很多人根本不知道圣诞节到底在庆祝什么。
Many people don't know what we're celebrating.
有一个小孩子，他一岁多的时候刚会讲话。
There was a kid who was just one, just learning to speak.
爸爸告诉他关于耶稣的故事。
His father told him the Christmas story.
所以在圣诞节的时候就问这个孩子说，圣诞节在庆祝什么？
And on Christmas day, asked him, what are we celebrating?
这孩子就说耶稣。
And the child replied, Jesus.
那么第二年呢，他长大了一点，有人跟他讲说，圣诞节的时候有圣诞老公公会送礼物给小朋友。
The next year, he had heard from his friends that Santa Claus gives presents.
所以到了圣诞节，这个爸爸就问这小孩子，圣诞节在庆祝什么？
So when his father asked him the same question, he replied,
他就说在庆祝圣诞老公公。
We're celebrating Santa Claus.
那么第三年呢，他又长大了一些呢，他们借了一个很有趣的卡通回家看。
Now in the third year, they rented a very interesting cartoon.
在圣诞节那一天，这个爸爸就问他的小孩子说，圣诞节在庆祝什么？
On Christmas Day, his father asked him, what are we celebrating?
那个小孩子就说在庆祝 Charlie Brown.
And he replied, Charlie Brown.
因为 Charlie Brown 是这个卡通的主角。
Because Charlie Brown was the main character in the story.
有一位心理学的老师，他给他的学生来一个临时的测验。
There's a psychology professor who once gave his students a pop quiz.
他要每一个学生拿一张纸出来。
He wanted each student to take out a sheet of paper.
然后叫他们说，你们写上圣诞节这样的字。
And write down Christmas.
然后你就把你第一个想到的东西写上去。
And then write the first thing that came to mind.
结果呢，把这个纸每一个人所写的纸收回来的时候，这个老师发现没有一个人提到耶稣的名字。
When he received the quizzes back, he looked through them and saw that no one had written Jesus.
他们上面写了什么呢？有圣诞树啦。
They wrote things like Christmas trees,
圣诞小饰品
ornaments,
礼物
presents,
火鸡
turkey,
假期
holidays,
圣诞老人
Santa Claus.
你知道，在2000多年前，耶稣来到这个世界上。
You know, over 2,000 years ago when Jesus came to this earth, he was placed in a manger. Why was he placed in a manger? Because there was no room in the inn. Because this world didn't have room for Jesus. No one cared about his birth. Nowadays, people also aren't willing to leave room for Jesus.
很多称为基督的教会，现在的聚会的时候也不再以耶稣为中心。
Many Christian churches no longer have Jesus as the focus of their services.
而是自我为中心。
But they focus on themselves.
唱诗歌的时候是要唱那个感觉到很舒服的这个歌就好了。
They sing songs that make themselves feel good.
歌词到底在讲什么不重要。
The lyrics aren't that important.
讲到的内容也是要让人感觉舒服就好。
The sermons just make us feel more comfortable.
就好像神是派耶稣来到这个世界上，为的是让我们觉得很舒服。
Like saying that Jesus came to this earth just to make us feel better.
好像我们的日子可以过得更好一样。
So day by day we'll go by more easily.
我们知道圣诞节这个英文字叫 Christmas， 事实上是有基督，然后再加个 MASS， 有两个 S。
Like we know in English, the word Christmas is Christ plus Mass.
事实上，这个 Mass 这个字是包含着耶稣的死的意思在里面。
The word Mass includes the death of Jesus.
现在很多人觉得说Christmas 这个字太长了。
Nowadays, many people think that the word Christmas is too long.
所以就把它简化掉，叫做 Xmas.
So we shorten it to Xmas.
啊，请问你们知道 X 是代表什么吗？
Does anyone know what this X represents?
Anyone?
In Greek, the first character in the word Christ is X. Now, most people don't know that this X represents Christ. So you can say X is whatever you want. You can celebrate whatever you want during the holidays.Because the word Christ is gone.
So, when Jesus was taken from this word,
so when Christ was removed from this word, man used many X's to fill the void. So they lost the joy and peacefulness in their hearts. Today we have to realize one fact.
如果没有基督 就没有圣诞节。
If there was no Jesus, then there would be no Christmas.
如果没有基督的死，圣诞节也没有意义。
If Jesus didn't die for us, there would also be no purpose.
因为耶稣来到这个世界就是要为人而死。
Because Jesus came to this world to die for us.
好让人跟神可以有和好的关系。
So that we would be able to reconcile with God.
让人可以真正享受在神里面的真正的平安。
So we can truly enjoy the peacefulness in the presence of God.
我们今天所读的这段经文，根据路加的记载，耶稣是成为一个婴孩来到这个世界。
According to Luke today, Jesus came to this world as an infant. So there's a time attributed to his coming. Though Luke does not tell us the specific date. Now we may see December 25th as a particularly important date. But the important thing is not the date. What's important is that Jesus came to this earth as a man. We know in the first century, people in the Middle East did not celebrate birthdays like we do. Today we see birthdays as too important. Everyone looks forward to their birthday when they can receive gifts. In reality, we shouldn't celebrate birthdays for the child, it should be for the parents. So if your parents are still amongst us, you should take a chance to celebrate their birthday. At the time when they were evangelizing, the important thing wasn't Jesus' birth. They spread the news of his death and resurrection. So in the early churches, there is no mention of them celebrating Christmas. It wasn't until the 4th century when Christianity had spread across the Roman Empire.
那时候教会才定下12月25号为圣诞节。
That churches use December 25th as Christmas.
到底为什么会选这一天？
Why this day?
这个原因并不是很清楚的记载下来。
The reason isn't very specifically written.
有一个让大部分的人接受的一个解释，就是当天已经是罗马帝国的一个很重要的节日。
Common explanation was that December 25th was already a very important holiday in the Roman calendar.
事实上是他们敬拜太阳的，是太阳神的生日。
It was the sun god's birthday.
那已经是变成一个普世的一个节日，大家都变成基督徒的时候，不知道那一天要怎么办。
It was something that everyone celebrated, but when people became Christian, they didn't know what to do with that day.
所以罗马帝国就把那一天定为耶稣降生的日子。
So they made that day Jesus' birth.
所以耶稣哪一天降生并不是最重要的。
So what day Jesus was born isn't the most important.
但是世人有一种的倾向，就喜欢把自己看得很重要。
But man has this inclination to make one date more important than another.
我们可以肯定的一件事情就是，神按他的日期，按他的时间，让他的独生子来到这个世界。
The one thing we can be certain of is that God sent Jesus here on his own accord.
就好像在加拉太书第四章第四节所讲的
，Like in Galatians 4:4，
这里说，极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，却生在律法以下。
Here it says, but when the set time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law.
所以这个是神的时间。
So this is God's time.
不是人所定的时间。
Not a time set by man.
耶稣降生是神的计划。
Jesus was born according to God's plan.
人一点也不能做什么。
Man could not do anything.
人不能够决定耶稣降生的日期跟地点。
We cannot decide the time or place where he was born.
神是历史的主宰者。
God is in charge of all history.
虽然我们看见说当时的罗马帝国，罗马的皇帝是为了要收税的方便，所以叫他所统治的那个帝国都要去报名上册。
Though we know that at the time the emperor required that everyone return their hometowns for a census.
所以 约瑟必须要带着玛利亚回到他的本乡伯利恒去。
So Joseph had to bring Mary back to their hometown of Bethlehem.
事实上，我们所看见的是神的计划。
What we see here is God's plans.
是他的时候到了。
His time had come.
所以，耶稣基督降生是一件历史的事实。
So Jesus' birth is a historical fact.
这是为什么？路加要把耶稣当时的这个降生的当时的历史背景提出来。
This is why Luke gives us some background here.
他告诉我们当时的罗马皇帝是亚古斯都。
He tells us that at the time it was Caesar Augustus ruling.
那个叙利亚那个地区，包括巴勒斯坦的巡抚呢，是叫做基里纽。
And the governor of Syria we call it Quirinus.
事实上是要告诉我们说，耶稣是在那个时候来到了这个世界。
It was to tell us that this was the time when Jesus came.
更重要是要告诉我们，耶稣必须在伯利恒降生。
More importantly, it tells us that he was born in Bethlehem.
因为先知就是这样预言的。
This is how it was prophesied.
就在弥迦书第五章第二节，这里讲到说，伯利恒，以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小。将来必有一位从你那里在以色列中为我做掌权的。
In Micah 5:2 it says, But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judea, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. We know that at the time Bethlehem was just a small town. With probably only around 8,000 people. Around 6 miles away from Jerusalem.
不过我们知道，耶稣出生的这个时间跟地点都不是最重要的。
But we know the time and place of his birth aren't the most important.
最重要的是耶稣按着圣经的预言，他来到这个世界上了。
The most important thing is that he came as was prophesied.
他不是要住在伯利恒。
He's not here to live in Bethlehem.
他不是要住在马槽。
Not to live in a manger.
他是要住在我们的心里。
But to live within our hearts.
他也不是要住在拿撒勒。
He's not here to live in Nazareth.
他也不是要在耶路撒冷做王而已。
He's not here to be the king
of Jerusalem. 他是要在每一个人的心中作王。
He's here to be the king of our hearts.
但是我们知道，神差他的独生子来到这个世界的时候，世人并不接受他。
But we know that when God sent his only son to the earth, man did not accept him.
所以我们知道，在约翰福音第一章就告诉我们。
So in John chapter 1 it says,
他这里讲说，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他，凡接待他了，就是信他名的人，他就是他们全体做神的儿女。
He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
就好像路加告诉我们，当耶稣降生的时候呢，玛利亚她生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里。为什么
？Like in Luke, it tells us that Mary gave birth and wrapped him in a cloth. Why?
因为客店里没有地方。
Because there was no room in the guest room.
事实上，这个客店在伯利恒来讲呢，很可能不是一个旅馆。
It's very possible this wasn't an inn. Because in Bethlehem there weren't major streets. There probably wasn't likely. It may have just been a guest room in Joseph's relative's house. But before he arrived, it was already taken.
So he跟玛利亚必须要住在这个牲畜住的地方。
So he and Mary had to live with the animals.
你或许觉得跟牲畜住在一起是很难想象的事情。
You may think it hard to imagine living with animals.
但是当时这些比较穷的犹太人通常是把牲畜跟人是盖在同一个牲畜住的地方，跟人是同一个房子里面。
But at the time, many of the poorer people had to live with their animals in the same building.
动物房是设在房子的下一层，人是睡在上一层。
The animals lived on the bottom floor, and the people lived higher above.
有多少人是在农村长大的？
How many of you grew up on a farm?
不是美国这个农村哦。
Not like an American farm.
如果你在四十年前的农村长大的。
If 40 years ago you grew up on a farm, you know how animals reek.
如果有机会，我可以跟你们讲一讲我小时候在农村的这个生活的实况。
If I have some time one day, I can tell you the story of growing up on a farm.
我成长的农村呢，基本上每一个家里的人呢，事实上牲畜跟人是住在同一个屋檐底下的。
Where I lived, everyone had their animals living with them.
只有猪是例外。
Except for pigs.
猪呢，我们一定是把它放到远远的猪圈里面。
Pigs we had to put far, far away.
因为实在太臭了。
Because they were too smelly.
不过听说猪好像不是那么不爱干净哦。
But I hear pigs aren't all that dirty.
Okay. 但是我们知道，犹太人是不养猪的。
We know that Jewish people did not.
包括我，总共有七个兄弟姐妹。
Including me, there are seven brothers and sisters in my family.
每一个都是在那个很简陋、很简陋的这个房子里面出生的。
Everyone was born in our small house.
没有医生，没有护士，甚至有时候连收生婆都没有。
No doctor, no nurse, and sometimes no midwife.
我的母亲就把我们七个孩子给生下了。
My mother gave birth to the seven of us.
那个时候在农村养孩子也不一定养得活。
At the time, it wasn't certain if a child would survive.
所以通常小孩子生下来之后没有马上去政府单位报户口。
So usually children weren't registered immediately.
要先养看看，养了活再说。
They would first see if they would live.
所以这就是为什么我的 ID 我的证件上面的生日呢比我真正的生日晚了好几个月。
This is why my birthday on my IDs is many months past my actual birthday. It's a good thing I survived.
所以可以去报户口。
So that I could be registered.
在那种农村的光景生孩子是很冒险的事情。
Under these conditions, it's very dangerous to give birth.
有一些妈妈在产难的时候就死了。
Some parents die in the process.
我在想如果我的太太当时要生孩子的时候是在那种光景我现在没有太太也没有儿子
I think if my wife gave birth under those conditions I would neither have a wife nor a son
因为在整个怀孕的过程包括生产的过程都是非常的艰难
Because the whole process was very difficult
当时医生告诉我们说我们这个孩子大概有六磅到七磅左右
At the time the doctors told us our son would be around 6 to 7 pounds
但是生了十几个钟头还是生不出来
But after 10 hours of labor We had even gone to months of Lamas class.
但是我在那边很努力的帮她生，可是事实上帮不了忙的。
There, I tried very hard to help her, but in reality, I couldn't do anything.
我们已经看到我这个儿子的这个头发了。
We could already see our son's hair.
可是再怎么样就出不来。
But he just wouldn't come out.
医生跟我们讲说，他大概六磅到七磅。
The doctor told us he'd be around 6 to 7 pounds.
就是怎么样，就是生不出来。
But he just wouldn't.
到最后，医生就说非剖腹产不可了。
At the end, the doctor said you must have a C-section.
否则可能妈妈跟孩子都会死。
Otherwise, maybe the mother and child would.
那个时候我在等候室里面痛哭。
At the time, I was weeping in the waiting room.
因为我害怕同一天会失去我的太太跟我的儿子。
Because at the time, I was afraid I would lose both my wife and my child on the same day. We weren't sure if I was a boy.
会失去我的孩子。
Lose his
child. 可是当我的儿子被抱出来的时候，我的心中就充满了喜乐。
But when my son was brought out to me, my heart was filled with joy.
特别是这个小孩子呢，实在长得太像我了。
Especially because he looks just like me.
医生告诉我
The doctor told me he was 9 pounds 9 ounces.
怪不得生不出来
No wonder.
现在你可以想象2000多年前玛利亚生孩子是一件多么辛苦的事情
Can you imagine how difficult it was for Mary to give birth over 2000 years ago?
当约瑟跟玛利亚到那个伯利恒的时候呢他们可能在动物的住的地方不是只是住一天两天有可能是一个月两个月
When Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem, they may not have lived there for only a day or two. It may have been months. Living amongst animals every day, how does that feel? Please be aware these aren't the animals you have in your house. They aren't cats and dogs. They're cattle and donkey. Can you imagine spending a month with them?
我们知道玛利亚在生孩子的时候，那时候肯定也没有医生、护士，可能连接生婆也没有。
We know that at the time there is definitely not a doctor or a nurse, maybe not even a midwife.
她孤孤单单的把孩子给生下了。
She gave birth to him on her own.
生下来的时候没有地方可以放她的 baby.
There is no place to place him.
所以呢，他必须把它放在马槽里面。
So she had to put him in the manger.
那个马槽事实上可能是牛跟驴吃东西的地方。
The manger is probably where the animals ate.
我们知道耶稣来到这个世界是这样来的。
We know this is how Jesus came to this earth.
孤孤单单的来到这个世界。
Alone.
当时没有人在意救主的降生。
No one at the time cared about his birth.
只有那一些被天使通知在夜间所跟的这些牧羊人，他们。去拜访这位耶稣。
Only the shepherds who were contacted by the angels came.
那个时候，伯利恒的八千个人，他们也不在乎有一位救主降生。
At the time, the 8,000 people in Bethlehem also did not care.
在耶路撒冷那些知道救主必须生在伯利恒的这些宗教领袖，他们也没有一个到伯利恒去拜访耶稣的。
The religious leaders in Jerusalem who knew that the Messiah had to come from Bethlehem also did not go to see him.
同样的，今天。绝大多数的人也不在乎耶稣。
In the same way, the vast majority of people nowadays do not care about Jesus.
他们不愿意学习任何关于耶稣的事情。
They don't want to learn about Jesus.
因为他们的心中没有一个空处可以给耶稣。
Because they don't have room for him in their hearts.
就是因为这样，世人就失去了最大的福分。
In this way, people have lost the greatest joy of all.
我们要知道，耶稣来到这个世界上，他不是要住在皇宫里面。
We know that Jesus did not come here to live in a palace.
他不是要住在马房里面。
He's not here to live in.
他是要住在人的心里面。
He's here to live in our hearts.
今天你在圣诞节来到教会。
Today you've come here on Christmas.
你希望在这里得到什么呢？
What do you hope to receive?
你参加这个聚会，跟你去参加 party 到底有什么样的不同呢？
What's the difference between coming here for service and going to a party?
今天你得了。多少的礼物？
How many presents have you received?
那些礼物真的可以让你的心得到满足吗？
Do those presents really fill your heart?
也许你的心仍然感到空虚。
Maybe your heart feels empty.
也许你还是不明白人活在这个世上到底有什么意义。
Maybe you don't understand why we live here.
但是我盼望你能够认真的来思想这个问题。
Well, I hope you can consider this issue.
耶稣是为你我而降生。
Jesus was born for you and I.
他来到这个世界是为了我们而来的。
He came for us.
他为的是要赐给我们一个丰富的人生。
To give us a fulfilling life.
让我们真的可以来到神的面前来敬拜他。
So that we can come before him and worship him.
他要把他自己的生命来赐给我们。
He gave his own life for us.
好让我们可以跟这位宇宙的创造主有生命的关系。
So that we can have a close relationship with the creator of our world.
所以要知道，这位降生在马槽的耶稣是为了你我而降生。
So we must know that this Jesus who was born in a manger.
只要你愿意接受这位耶稣。
As long as you're willing to accept him.
你邀请这位耶稣进入你的心中。
You ask him to come into your heart.
那么他应许要赐给你不但永生的生命，而且是更丰富的人生。
Then he will not only give you everlasting life, but a more fulfilling life.
问题是你愿意在你的心中留下一处空位给耶稣吗？
The question is, are you willing to leave room for him?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
我们知道我们原本都是罪人。
We know we are all sinners.
我们不配来到你的面前。
We are not worthy of coming into your presence.
但是我们知道你爱我们。
But we know that you love us.
你为了我们的罪，差遣你的独生子来到这个世界上。
You sent your only son here for us.
不是只是要生在伯利恒。
Not just to be born in Bethlehem.
而是要死在十字架上，为我们的罪付上这些代价。
But to die on the cross for our sins.
并且从死里复活。
And to be resurrected.
而且要活在我们的心里面。
To live in our hearts.
主我们。恳求你帮助我们。
Lord, we ask you to help us.
让我们认真的来思想圣诞节的意义。
Help us be able to think about the meaning of Christmas.
也帮助我们每天可以跟我们的救主耶稣有更美好的关系。
Help us have a closer relationship with our Lord Jesus.
也让我们的生命活得更丰富。
And let us lead more fulfilling lives.
我们感谢你赐给我们这么多奇妙的恩典。
We thank you for all of these blessings.
求主你带领我们一生的道路。
Can you lead our way, our whole lives?So that we can glorify your name. We pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.